Say, I love the Lord. I thank Him for another opportunity to stand and do something for Him. I desire your prayers tonight. My throat is not hurting. It's just been seem like it's going in and out. I hope it's got something to do with the weather, I'm sure. But I desire your prayers tonight. I was sitting down and studying this afternoon. I was trying to find something that the Lord would have me to preach on. And I come across some scriptures in Acts. And if you want to turn your Bibles there with me, I'm going to be coming out of Acts chapter 9 and starting with verse 10. And we're all familiar with the story of Paul and how he was on the road to Damascus. And we're all familiar that the light shone down. He lost his sight and God got a hold of him that day and things like this. But I got to thinking about what happened after that. It said that Saul went into another part of the town. Then God called on somebody else to carry on part of the work. And I got to thinking about that. About what an important part that each and every one of us have to play in God's service tonight, in God's things that He has for us to do. Each one of us sitting here tonight has a part that we play in what God would have to do in God's kingdom. But if you want to read along with me, I'm going to be starting in verse number 10, Acts 9 and verse 10. It said, "And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, and he said, Behold, I am here, Lord." And I want you to notice something right there before I go on. When God called, he answered. He said, "I'm here." You know, he didn't ask God, "What is it you have me to do?" But he said, "Look, God, I heard you call. I'm here." And a lot of times, and I'll go and read in a second, we're quick to say, "I'm here." And we'll see in a little bit. Sometimes reservations or doubt may creep into our mind. But I noticed that as soon as God called, Ananias said, "Right here, God. I'm right here. What do you need?" And he said, "Arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth." And said, "He had seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight." And said, "Then Ananias answered and said, Lord, I have heard many of this man, how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And he said, he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call upon thy name. He said, but the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name therefore before the Gentiles and kings and to the children of Israel." Yeah. If you would pray with me just a second. Our Heavenly Father, God, as we come before you, Lord. God, Lord, I thank you, God, Lord, for your many blessings, Lord, and mercy and grace upon me, Lord, God. I just pray, God, Lord, that you'd help me, God, Lord, through this message, God, Lord, just touch me, God, this time. Lord, let me be a help to someone here, God, Lord, just let me be obedient, God, to your will. And God, we'll give you the honor and glory, Lord, for us in your name. We do humbly pray. Amen. I was sitting here, and as I was thinking about these scriptures, and what I saw right here, it said Saul right here had been struck down. I said, but then God called on somebody else. And what I said is each of us have a part tonight. And God told Ananias, he said, Ananias, he said, I need you to go. He said, I need you to go talk to Saul, and I need you to go do this. As I said, when God calls sometimes, we say, here, God, right here. But then we realize what God's calling us for, and we say, oh, God. Oh, Lord, hey, are you sure you got the right one? Are you sure you got the right man? He said, look, God, he said, do you not know Paul? He said, man, he's got authority from the high priest. He's got it from everybody to put me to death for simply speaking your name. He said, God, look, he said, I don't know that I'm the one that you need to go do this. But I got to thinking about what God told him. And I got to thinking about what the scripture said in verse 15, and this is where I want to try to come from tonight. And I want you to listen to what he said. He said, but the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and the kings and the children of Israel. Ananias right here had a job that was set before him. And I know right here that God was talking about Saul being a chosen man. And I know that he was talking about that he had a work for him. But God also had a work for Ananias. And he has a work for you and I to do today. I got to thinking about what if Ananias wouldn't have listened to God and he had went the other direction. Now God could get his will done regardless. But I wonder what kind of impact it would have had on the way Saul might have led his life. Each of us sitting here today are here probably because somebody listened to God and stepped out and told us about Jesus. Somebody, he laid upon somebody's heart, whether it be parents, friends, family, or whoever it is, to go tell you about Jesus, to introduce you to that man called Jesus. But I got to thinking about what it said right here, and if I had a message tonight, a title that I'd want to put on it, it would simply be, "We Are." We are tonight, and I want to bring out a few points, but we are His children. We are His chosen generation. We are the ones that are called by Him. We are the ones with the responsibility and a privilege to take His word out to a lost and dying world. We are His. We belong to Him. But I got to thinking about the first thing I noticed in the scripture right here in verse number 15, that He called unto us. He said, "But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way. Go thy way." And I got to thinking about that. God, when He calls us, He sends us in a direction, in a path that He would have us to go in. He's got a plan for mine and your lives, and He expects us to walk according to His will. Amen. But I got to thinking about, God said, "Go thy way." He wasn't saying, "Hey, go any way you want to." He said, "But I've got a plan. I've got a job for you." And He said, "We need to get busy on the way to accomplishing that God has put in our lives." But it said right here, my first thing I'd like to bring out is we are to go our way. We are to go the way that God tells us to go, that He has a job for me and a job for you. And I believe that God is telling His people, "Hey, there's something to be done. Let's get on the way and let's get to it." We need to get to it. And we see right here Ananias, the first thing he said, "God, I'm right here." But then God gave him a plan or a direction and something to do. And he said, "Oh, God, hey, whoa." He said, "Do you not know what you're sending me to do?" He said, "Maybe I'm not the one for it." But God told him, he said, "I got a job for you to do." He said, "I know who Saul is." He said, "I know what he's about." He said, "I know what he's doing." He said, "I made him too." He said, "But you have a job to do to go witness to this individual." He said, "And to tell him that which I give you to speak." Ananias here, he said, "Okay, God, I can see him giving in. Lord, maybe I'll go on." Ananias chose to go his way, and not his own way, but he chose to listen to the leadership and the direction of God in his life. But God is calling us. We are to go our way when it's concerning the plan that God has for mine and your lives. If we want to see souls saved, if we want to see lives changed, if we want to see the church house grow, it takes each and every one of us getting on the way that God sends us. Amen. To talk to those that are around us. But I couldn't help but think, what if he would have said, "God, I'm not going"? Now, God could have got somebody else. But what if the person that introduced you to Jesus, what if they'd have said, "Lord, not me, not this time. I'm not going to go talk to Brother Ricky right here. I just don't want to go talk to him. Do you not know who he is? I'm not going to go speak to Brother Derek right there. Do you not know what kind of life he lives?" And I wonder where we would be at today if the people hadn't chose to go the way that God called them to go. But it said we are to go our way. It's not always easy to follow the direction of God. Maybe it is for you, but I find times in my life that when God sets me on a path, I say, "God, I don't understand why you're leading me this direction. God, I don't know which way to go. I don't understand." Following God is not always an easy choice. It's really not. And man, in those times, the devil, he'll try to discourage you and to get you off to this side or that side. But if we'll listen to God, he'll lead us in the way we go. We'll just get on our way for him. Go on our way. But it's not always easy to follow the direction of God. Sometimes it gets you and I out of our comfort place. It gets us out of our comfort zone sometimes. I believe a lot of times, and I'm speaking about me, I get comfortable sometimes. I get settled with the way things are and everything's going all right. But sometimes God will tell me to step out, and he'll tell you to step out and to get on our way in a plan that he has for mine and your lives. But it gets us out of our comfort zone. And sometimes I don't always see where the road's going to end at. Maybe you can, but when God gives us something to do, I don't always see what's at the end of that road. I don't always understand the direction that God has led me in. But I do understand that he has a plan and that he has a will for mine and your lives. And if we'll follow it, he'll get us to where we need to go and accomplish that he has for us to do. But we can't always see where the road ends. When I set out to go somewhere, I usually like to know where I'm starting at, what roads I'm going to take, and where I'm going to end up. But in our short-sightedness as a human, we don't always see God's plan in the big picture. We may not always understand, and that's okay, but it says that we can trust and rely on him to show us and to get us through. Yes, sir. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 6. Listen to what it tells us to do and going our way. When God tells us, he said, we got a work to do. Let's get to it. Let's get on the way. There's no time to stop. There's an important task at hand. There was a man right here waiting to hear about Jesus. He was there waiting for somebody to come along and to help him and to show him and to teach him what he needed to do. But it said in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 6, he said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Even when we don't see the end, even when we don't understand, he said, trust in God with all your heart. He said, and lead not unto thine own understanding. My understanding don't get me really far because I only see what I think is best or what I think I need to do. God sees what will really work and what will really do for mine and your lives. But it said we don't need to lean under our own understanding in times that we don't understand. Or when God even directs us in a path, he said, don't try to lean to your own understanding. He said, but lean on the understanding of the one that is calling you. Amen. To direct your paths. But he said, lean down to thy own understanding. He said, all thy ways acknowledge him. What is he saying? Call on him. Acknowledge him. Know that he is the one calling and leading you. To do what he'd have us to do. He said, acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. Boy, I like that. You know, when I get at a crossroad, when I'm going somewhere, I can sit there for an hour or for 2 hours or whatever it may be. I can scratch my head. I can think about it. Oh, but how much easier it is if I get out a road map or punch in the direction on a GPS. Hey, it tells me where I need to go and how to get there. And that's the way we are when we're at a crossroads and God's plan for our lives and we don't know. He said, hey. Don't lean on your own understanding. He said, fall down. Call on me. He said, I'll get you to where you need to go. But there's a plan for mine in your lives. So we are to get on our way with that plan that God has for you and I. Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 2. 45 and verse number 2. Well, I like this scripture right here. I was looking at it and read it out a little bit. But I like it on our way. When God sends us on our way or he sends us out, and we may be scared, we may be uneasy, but we serve a God that's bigger than anything we can face. Listen, he says, I will go before thee. Isn't that something? He will go before me. I taught a Sunday school lesson years ago. I was going at Westside, and I was reading it, and I'll never forget it. And it's something that has helped me and stood out to me. If God calls you and he sends you on a direction or wherever you need to go, we may not understand it. We may not even know how to go about it, but we can rest assured that if he's leading you somewhere, God has already left from where you're at. He's made it to the other end, cleared the way, and made it possible, and he's come back just to lead us along, and he'll get us through. But it said, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. There may be obstacles. There may be hard times. He said, but I can straighten all those out and make a way for you to accomplish that calling in your life. But he said right here, I will make the crooked place straight. He said, I'll break in pieces the gates of brass. Well, there's a lot of things that may stand in our way. And naturally speaking, humanly speaking, relying on ourselves, we'd get stopped at the first roadblock. But he said, hey, just jump in behind me. He said, follow me. He said, I'll straighten out that crooked road. He said, that gate that's standing in your way, he said, watch me tear it down to make a way for you. But he said right here, he said, the gates of brass. He said, and cut in sunder the bars of iron. When God's got a plan for mine and your life and he's leading us on something, let me say that we can be rest assured if we'll trust in him and follow him. He says that nothing will stand in our way for that to be accomplished that he'd have for you and I to do. Now, it don't mean sometimes that I can sit back and do nothing. That gate of iron right there, God may put a saw for me to pick up and use, and that's okay, but he'll supply a way. He may put a bulldozer in my way to crash through those gates for me to use, but he will give us what we stand in need of. I'm thankful that when God tells us to get on our way with a plan for him, that he supplies a way for us to do so. That he supplies a way for us to do it. But we are to go on our way. The next thing I would like to bring out, talking about we are his chosen.
Yes, we are.
We are his chosen. Think about that. Amen. We're not just some random thing, but we were picked.
Right.
Hand picked by the very best. By the very best. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the creator of all creation, that we can see the things we can't see. He looked down, Brother Matt. He said, and I'll take that one. I'll take this one. I believe I'll pick you. I want you on my side. I'll take you. Boy, what an honor it is to be chosen by our Lord and Savior, our God. But it said, we are his chosen. Listen to what it says right here. And I know he's talking about Paul, but he says, for he is a chosen vessel unto me. I want you to think about that, and I want you to put yourself there. Did you realize that we are chosen vessels of our Lord and Savior? We are chosen vessels of the one that we serve. He didn't just throw us out here for nothing, but he said, I'm going to choose you, I'm going to love you, I'm going to care for you, I'm going to give you something to do, and I'll be with you to the end. But we are his chosen tonight. We are his chosen. When I choose, and you know what? Something, if something's given to me, I could want it or not want it. I really could. You may give me something, and I may say thank you, and I'll be riding down the road thinking, I have no idea why in the world anybody would give me this. But if I go out and I choose something, I'm looking for something that has the qualities and the attributes that I need to get a job done. And let me say that when God chooses you to do something, you have the qualities and the attributes, and he will equip you to accomplish that he has for you to do. We are his chosen tonight. We are his chosen. It says right here, it said it's no mistake or coincidence that we are who we are, or the salvation that was applied to our lives, the roles that we have, or the direction that we are called to go in. This thing isn't by chance. It's not just somebody flipped a coin in this way, but God has chosen you and I for his honor and his glory and for a purpose that he has set aside for you and me. Each one of us are called. He told Ananias, he said, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me. But can I say that Paul was a chosen vessel, Ananias was a chosen vessel to get something done, and you and I are a chosen vessel tonight. We're a chosen vessel unto him. John chapter 15 and verse 16. Boy, I like this. He said, you have not chosen me. God said, you didn't choose me. He said, but I looked down. He said, and I seen you and I loved you. He said, I chose you. He said, I chose you. God handpicked each and every one of us. Yeah. He took time. As small as I am, he still looked down and he picked me up and he chose me for something and a purpose that he has for my life and your life. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And not only did he choose us, he said, but he ordained us. Hey, he gave us purpose. He sanctified it. He wrote it down. Yeah. And he said, it is yours to do. But he said, I've chosen you and I've ordained you. Listen to what he said. He said that you should go. Now, like this, he didn't just say, I've chosen you and ordained you for just to sit down right here, prop my feet up. He didn't say, I've chosen you for you to go cover it up and hide it. He said, but I chose you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit. Amen. What does that do? When something brings forth fruit, there has to be some tilling done. There has to be some working done, some seed planting done, some fertilizing, some watering, and all these things to get that tree to bear fruit. Guess what? We plant seeds every day that we tell somebody about Jesus. When we pray for people, we're throwing a little water on that seed. When we till the ground, we're helping get some weeds up and maybe helping somebody along the way. But he said that he ordained us and chose us that we could bring forth fruit. He said, and that your fruit should remain. My mom and daddy, I'm thankful and I was blessed enough to have parents that loved me and to carry me to church. They taught me about Jesus, and they told me the importance of serving him. And not only to that, but to this day, I look at my life when I accepted him, the fruit that God planted in their life, and they took it out, and they planted more seeds, and that fruit that they started planting and cultivated is still alive in me today, and it's alive in you today from those that went out and planted fruit. But it said our fruit wouldn't wither and go away, but if we would carry on with God, he said that our fruit would remain. It would remain and keep blooming.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
But it said that our fruit should remain. It said that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Yeah. So God said, look, he said, we've got a job to do.
Yes,
he said, I've chosen you and called you to go out and bring forth fruit, to tell others about me, to bring it in. He said, not just so it'll be wasted, but so that it'll remain and it'll keep growing and going and going and going on. But it'll take you and I accepting that calling, as I said before, and it being known that we are his chosen ones to do this job. But he said, if we lack anything in that, he said we could call on him in his name. He said he'd supply what we need to do that he called us to do. But I'm thankful that I'm chosen of my Father. I'm thankful that he looked down and he chose me. He loved me. He loved you and chose you. He picked you up out of the miry clay. He picked you up out of the pits of sin. He washed us off and he gave us new life and he gave us new purpose for us to do for him. But not only that right here, in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Listen to this right here, not by coincidence. He said, before I formed thee in the belly, he said, I knew thee. Boy, think about that. Before Derek was even thought of, Brother Robert, before you were even thought of, God knew who you were. God even knows you. He said, before I formed you, I knew you, and you had a purpose about you in your life. I had a purpose before God ever formed me. He knew what I would be and knew what his plan was for my life. But it said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. He said, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, he said, I sanctified thee. He said, I put my seal of approval on you. He said, and the plan I had for your life, it's up to us to choose to take up that plan and go with it. But God said, I've got a plan. I've got a purpose. He said, and it's yours if you want it. But he goes on right here. He said, I sanctified thee. He said, and again, he said, I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Got to thinking about that. And I'll get into it a little bit in the next one. But there's something I was sitting here looking at that. We may say, well, Lord, I don't know what my job is. Lord, I just come to church and I sit on the pews. Well, that's okay. But one thing I've come to realize is that everybody has a calling and everybody can share the name of Jesus. Everybody can tell somebody about Jesus. They can tell him about him and what he's done for our lives. But I'm thankful that God knew me before I was even formed. Before the world was created, he knew that Derek would be here today. He knew that Derek would need a Savior. He knew that Derek would have a plan and a purpose for his life. And he knew that he was able to carry that plan out if I chose to follow him and I chose to be his. Or I choose him as my Savior. But he looked down and he sent that invitation. And that invitation was saying, I'm picking you. I'm picking you. I love you. I choose you. Our last thing that I want to look at today, and we are not only... Not only are we to go our own way when God calls us, not only are we his chosen, but I believe, as I just said, we are to spread his name.
Amen.
We are to spread the name of Jesus. For it's only by his name can any of us be saved, and through the blood that he shed for us on Calvary.
Amen.
If you take that out of it, there is no hope.
Amen.
There is no future. But through him we have it all. Everyone is called and chosen to spread the gospel, as I just said. It's not always easy, and it is sometimes uncomfortable. I got to thinking about that. When I'm at work, man, I get up, you know, and I'll pray, God, watch over me today, help me witness, and then I get to work, and all those around me, or I'm out somewhere, and everybody's doing things that are contrary to what I believe in and see, and it's not always easy for you and I to speak up or stand up, but God says that's what we're to do. He says we're not to take part, but we're to take part in what he has for us to do. But it's not always easy. It is the way God has chosen to tell people about him. And what I mean by that, listen to this. God doesn't need me, but you know God chooses to use me. God doesn't need mankind, but he's using mankind, his creation, to spread his word about him. I don't know about you, but I want to be a part of that. I'm thankful somebody took on that responsibility to tell me about Jesus. I wonder where I would be at today if they had not shared Christ with me, or if they had put their hands in their pocket and said it's not worth it to talk to them. But we are to spread his name. It's not always easy. It's not always comfortable. But God has chosen us to do just that, to spread his name, to tell people about them. Isn't it great when you've talked to somebody and you get to see them walk down the aisle? Or maybe you don't get to, but years down the road, they may come up and say, I remember what you said that day. And I got to thinking about it and I chose God, or I accepted him as my Savior.
Amen.
To know that we have a part in something like that. Right here in Mark chapter 16 and verse number 15. He said, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. What did he say? Every person that walks upon the face of this earth is in need to hear about our Lord and Savior.
Right.
And that awesome responsibility, let me not just say responsibility, but that awesome privilege is mine and yours today.
It's
mine and yours today. We get the privilege to tell somebody about a Savior that loves them and a Savior that cares about them. But it says right here, sometimes we sit there with God, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? And if you look right here at Ananias, he said right there, he said, Lord, I don't want to go. God, you know about this man. And I could just see him arguing, saying, God, I don't even know what I'm going to say. And can I say this? God told him, he said, look, he said, I've already worked on the other side. He said, he's already had a dream. He already knows what's coming. I'm already working on both ends. Isn't that good? If God calls us to do something, that he's working on both ends of the spectrum. He already knows what he wants to accomplish. We just got to trust in him and know that he's able to accomplish that. But it said right here, listen, it said Luke chapter 12 and verse number 2. He said, for the Holy Ghost shall teach you in that same hour what ye ought to say. When we find ourselves in those tight situations, we find ourselves not knowing what to say. Maybe it's even somebody ridiculous. He said, look. He said, you may not know what to say. He said, but just trust in me. He said, my spirit will give you the words to say at the time that it needs to be spoken. Right here in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 through 17, and I'll get ready to wrap it up with this. Listen to what it says. We are to spread his name. He said, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. That means that every word that is in this book right here came from the breath of God. It was breathed by his spirit unto men to write down and pen on these pages. But he said, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, which is teaching, for reproof, which is rebuking, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. I got to thinking about that. When we find ourselves not knowing what to do, we have something we can turn to right here. It said it's good for anything that we come across. If we need instructions, we can call on God. It's written down in the book that he's given. It said, but Lord even said, he said, I'll come in the volume of a book. It's right here. And God will open these scriptures up that are breathing and living daily to you and I when we need it. It said right here, as I want to go back and say it, he said, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is proper for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And it said right here that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That last part of that scripture right there simply says is that we all have a job to do. And it said that if we'll go by what God tells us to do, listen to him, read and study, and call upon him and stay close to him. He said that right here, it said the man of God may be perfect. He didn't say, Derek, you'll never sin, you'll never stumble. He said, but you will be complete in me with what you need to do. And it said right here, thoroughly furnished. There's not a way that he's called me or not a path that he's asked me to go down that he has not fully furnished and equipped me to accomplish the task at hand. And it says right here, furnished unto all good works for everything that he has for you and I to do. I don't know. I hope this message right here was a help to someone. It may have been short or scattered, but think about it. We are called to go our way when he tells us that way. We are his chosen, and we are to spread the word of God tonight. God is there for each and every one of us. He loves you and he loves me tonight. He cares for us and he has a plan for you and I. As long as we're here on this side, I believe there's a work for you and I to do. I believe that there's something you and I do. There's a lost person that needs to be reached. There's churches that need praying for. There's families that need praying for. There's lost souls to be saved. And you and I play a part in that each and every day by the awesome privilege that God has given you I to carry on with what he has tonight. As they get ready to come and sing tonight, if the Lord has dealt with you in any way, if you have a need tonight, here's the place to get it met tonight. These altars are open as they get ready to sing. Would you come? Amen.